Support for this show comes from Atlassian. Atlassian software like Jira, Confluence, and Loom help power the collaboration needed for teams to accomplish what would otherwise be impossible alone. Because individually we're great, but together we're so much better. That's why millions of teams around the world, including 75% of the Fortune 500, trust Atlassian software for everything from space exploration and green energy to delivering pizzas and podcasts. Whether you're a team of two, 200, or 2 million, Atlassian software is built to help keep you connected and moving together as one.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Easing the Gaza crisis.
We have seen progress. We just need to see more of it.
Targeting election workers.
Some people like to call fentanyl a drug, but it's actually poison.
Will it be Joe Manchin for president?
Odds are he would damage Biden considerably.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. A new phase in the Mideast war today, with Israel committed to a daily four-hour pause in the fighting to give civilians a chance to get out of northern Gaza. And Hamas has released images of hostages held for more than a month. Here's CBS's Raimi Innocencio.
Hope that two hostages will come home soon. 12-year-old Yagil Yakub and 77-year-old Hannah Katzir, two of more than 240 people. Israel is keeping up its bombing of Gaza, hitting several hospitals in the past day, wounding and killing people in the fallout, said Hamas. An Israeli bombing yesterday in Rafah hit just several hundred feet from our CBS News producer, Marwan Al-Ghul.
People were killed here. The people are trying now by their bare hands to pull out the bodies and injuries people.
And amid fears of a widening conflict, in Israel's southernmost city of Eilat, a drone launched from Syria, 250 miles away, struck a school.
Correspondent Deborah Pata has more on Palestinians who've not been able to return to Gaza since the war began.
Salah Abu Masulam was in Jerusalem about to undergo surgery. Now every time the phone rings, he braces for bad news from his family.
What do you say to them when you hear them screaming and the bombs falling?
My children are alone. All I can do is scream and cry with them. I am sick with worry. My wife tells me she is struggling to find food.
Amir Al-Ashi was working in Israel when Hamas attacked. He says he was arrested and beaten by Israeli soldiers, then dumped in Ramallah. When his phone rang, it did bring the worst possible news. His five-month-old baby girl, Asil, was dead.
Here at home, election officials in five states received letters containing suspicious powders. Some were trace amounts of deadly fentanyl. CBS's Jeff Pegues.
A source familiar with the investigation tells CBS News there are more than a dozen letters being looked at, addressed to election officials in Washington State, Oregon, California, Nevada, and Georgia, that may have been mailed from the Pacific Northwest. Some of the letters contain trace amounts of fentanyl, but more definitive tests are ongoing. One of the letters containing fentanyl was intended for an elections office in Fulton County, Georgia. Georgia's Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger knows firsthand how dangerous the drug is.
We lost our son 5.5 years ago due to a fentanyl overdose. So this is very, very serious, and we take it that way.
Correspondent Scott McFarland has more on a political jolt from West Virginia Democrat Joe Manchin that could affect control of the U.S. Senate and the 2024 presidential field.
Manchin said he's not trying for a third term.
I believe in my heart of hearts that I have accomplished what I set out to do for West Virginia.
He's been a hard-to-win vote for President Biden.
When I look out, the only thing I see is Joe Manchin.
And it's one whose Senate Democrats can't afford to lose. Manchin has left the door open to a possible third-party run for the White House.
What I will be doing is traveling the country and speaking out.
West Virginia radio host Hoppy Kirschevall knows the senator well.
Did he seem like somebody who's ready to call it a career?
Not at all. This is a guy who wants to have two telephones going and wants to stay very, very busy.
Wynn Resorts has reached a tentative deal with culinary workers heading off a strike in Las Vegas. The union worked out earlier agreements with MGM and Caesars. In Hollywood, CBS's Carter Evans has more on the economic fallout from the nearly four-month actors' strike, which is now over.
Shows like Young Sheldon.
Oh, I'm not nervous. I'm excited.
And NCIS among the first to get back into production later this month. Still, the six-month-long industry pause has left its mark, with behind-the-scenes workers feeling much of the pain.
A lot of the damage has kind of been done by the strike. This year is a wash for most of us.
The strike is estimated to have cost the entertainment industry some $6 billion.
If you're constantly on the hunt for a good deal, then you need Rakuten. Rakuten is the smartest way to save money when you shop because members get cash back at over 3,500 stores across every category, including fashion, beauty, electronics, home essentials, traveling, dining, and more. You're already shopping at your favorite stores. Why not save while you're doing it? It's a no-brainer. Get the Rakuten app now and join the 17 million members who are already saving. Cashback rates change daily. See Rakuten.com for details. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Your cashback really adds up.
A British judge has ruled that a lawsuit by Prince Harry, Elton John, and five others accusing a tabloid of unlawful information gathering should go to trial. It's alleged the publisher of the Daily Mail paid private investigators to bug homes and cars and to record private phone conversations. In a Tampa suburb, two sheriff's deputies suffered serious leg injuries when a speeding driver pinned them against a patrol vehicle.
These deputies never had a chance.
Sheriff Chad Cronister.
Corporal Carlos Brito has suffered the most serious of injuries between the two deputies. His leg may be amputated.
A 28-year-old man is under arrest on attempted murder charges. The deputies were responding to a call from his mother, who said he was acting irrationally. A New York jury has found Robert De Niro's production company liable for gender discrimination. It was a case brought by a former employee, a woman who said she was forced to perform stereotypically female jobs and was subjected to sexually charged comments and unwanted physical contact. The company's been ordered to pay $1.2 million. The Las Vegas Sphere may be a sizzling piece of architecture, but the company that runs it posted a nearly $100 million loss in its first quarter of operations, and the CEO has resigned. One of America's pioneering space heroes has died. Frank Borman commanded the first Apollo mission to orbit the moon, sending back striking images of Earth on Christmas Eve, 1968.
In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form. And void.
After leaving NASA, Borman was CEO of Eastern Airlines and a familiar face in TV ads.
I fly Eastern, but you don't have to. So we have to earn our wings every day.
Frank Borman was 95 years old. Well, for some companies, a simple sound can say so much. Windows is 40 years old today. The Microsoft PC operating system was introduced in 1983, but wasn't released for another 2 years. CBS News tech contributor Ian Schur says it became a dominant computing fixture.
Even though Apple had its Lisa computer and its Macintosh that came out around the same time, the truth of the matter was that Windows was far more popular. It is actually the software that powers most of the computers out there that are not made by Apple.
Microsoft is now up to Windows 11.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
When it comes to gas prices, the news has been good.
Prices are going down to pump up. Gas Buddy's head of petroleum analysis, Patrick DeHaan.
We've seen the national average decline for seven straight weeks, bringing it to its lowest tally since March.
at about $3.38 a gallon.
Nine states are seeing even lower prices, under $3 a gallon.
Americans aren't driving as much in the cooler weather, and we've also made the transition back to cheaper winter gasoline in every state.
He predicts prices will keep dropping through January. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
The proportion of kindergartners exempted from school attendance vaccination requirements has hit its highest level ever. The CDC says nationally 3% got exemptions. Hawaii saw the largest jump, with the statistic nearly doubling from the year before. Idaho was the highest overall, with 12%. That's the World News Roundup, produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
We're in Rome to meet Pope Francis for a rare, wide-ranging interview.
Do you like when you are called the people's pope?
El Papa de la gente.
It is very important to talk about the future. You have called for a ceasefire. Can you help negotiate peace?
Join us for our special hour with His Holiness on CBS.
Pope Francis the First, a CBS News primetime special. Tonight on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary and it's not boring. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and maybe more importantly, on your life. I'm going to be your financial coach, someone who brings common sense and an insider's perspective on how to manage your money and your emotions. And I promise we are going to have a little bit of fun along the way. Have a question, from retirement to career changes to college funding? Just send us an email at askjill@jillonmoney.com. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, and I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
So what do people get when they listen to The Late Show Pod Show? Let's sell this thing.
The extended moments, for sure, because we run out of time for broadcast, but we have plenty of time on the podcast.
It's kind of like being a live audience member of the show, because you get things that no one else hears. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.